Well, hey friends, it's a Tuesday morning here in Anchorage, Alaska, and although season 3 of The Fern Line isn't launching until next month, I figured today was a good time to share some thoughts. You know, like many of you, I was completely shocked last week to hear that Jess Roskelly, David Lama, and Hans-Jörg Auer were killed in an avalanche on Howe's Peak in the Canadian Rockies. Even though I've spent many years of my life alpine climbing, and I'm fully aware of the inherent risks involved in such endeavors, it really hit me hard, as I'm sure it did many of you as well. Through my time producing The Fern Line, I've been extremely fortunate to spend a lot of meaningful time talking with people who I consider to be exceptional humans, and I was certainly fortunate to have conversations with both Jess Roskelly and David Lama. I admire adventurers and mountaineers, and I truly believe that spending time in nature, in rugged and beautiful mountains, pushing yourself physically, emotionally, and even spiritually, is one of the purest ways you can live your life. I also believe that the relationships forged with others in those places are the strongest of bonds, built through trust and commitment, through the best and worst days in the mountains. And I know that Jess, David, and Hans-Jörg all felt the same way about the mountains. But another thing I noticed almost immediately last week was the feeling of numbness that washed over me. It was almost like a heavy fog that kept me from feeling any emotion. And it made me think back to a different time in my life, like maybe when I was younger and more raw, and experiences were still really new to me. When I lost my first friend in the mountains when I was 19 years old, it was earth-shattering in a way I'd never experienced. And when I lost even closer friends in the ensuing years, it was even more devastating. But back then, I had the capacity to feel my feelings, and I did my best to process what was happening emotionally. And one of the ways I did process my feelings even back then was through music. So I guess the reason why I'm sharing this today is because, you know, one of the things I've realized as I've gotten older is it's almost easier sometimes to numb things out and not feel feelings. You know, you have experiences in your life that can put a shell around you, and I certainly haven't been immune to that. So as I woke up yesterday morning, feeling kind of numb still, I looked at my phone and realized I had got a text message from my friend Clint, who's a close friend and climbing partner of Jess Roskelly. And the text said, quote, "I hadn't cried until I started writing my post on Instagram, and then Porter's song came on as if directed, and then I broke down hard." So what Clint is referring to there is a song I wrote back in the fall of 2001, after my good friend Matt Porter passed away. And Matt Porter was a force in the Alaskan climbing community back in the mid and late 90s. We were really good friends. We were really great climbing partners. We had some great experiences locally in Alaska, and we did some climbing together in the Canadian Rockies. I like to say that Matt was the only climbing partner I ever had that I literally couldn't keep up with in the mountains. He was a total monster, but he was a great guy, had an infectious laugh. And, you know, it's been 18 years, and I think about him every week. There's not a week that goes by that I don't think about Matt. So I decided this morning when I woke up to revisit that song, and I thought it would be a good way just to kind of process how I was feeling about what's going on. And I just thought it would be a good way for me to send my love and positive vibes to Jess, David, and Hans-Jörg's families and friends and the people that love them. And yeah, I just want to share this with you.
Someday, if I need to see you smile again, and if I wanted to climb with you, my friend, that I will miss you in my life. Cause there's a place where the mountains rise so beautiful with grace, where the sun will always shine upon your face, where your spirit fills the sky. There comes a time when tomorrow never starts, but for now we will hold you in our hearts, and all your friends who will love you in the end. All those memories and things you'd have to say someday. You were free, climbing ice upon the summits and the sea, running wild across the Chugach Mountain scree. And Lord, I wish that you were here with me, hey, yeah. And you were there, and all those things that we were meant to share. Climbing high with nothing under us but air. And this thing called life just isn't fair. Well, there comes a time when tomorrow never starts, but for now we will hold you in our hearts, and all your friends who will love you in the end. All those memories and things you'd have to say someday. Space, special feeling that will never be replaced. The biggest line upon a striking alpine face. And you are the mountains in my life. You are the mountains in my life. You are the mountains in my life.